Hello?
Hey Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to confirm that we're not offering meet and greets and three-way and in-person interviews, right?
No, only if they're asking for it. I
Okay,
have a lot of people asking for them.
I see there's this one about Lisa Manning.
Yeah, she
I see
wanted to.
Jeff was like, the patient called and asked for it.
When I spoke to her and I told her I had someone, she said she wanted to meet them.
So you offered to do it over the phone?
I did, and she said she'd rather meet. I said I could do a three-way call, but if you're going to want to meet with them anyway, then you might just want to skip that and just set up the meet and greet. But that Kate, honestly, Manning and
One
the
second,
other
never
one
mind.
that I
Hold
stepped this
that.
care,
One second.
yeah.
One second. But I don't. We have to shy away. Meaning, we have to again. If they're insisting on it, that's one thing. But we have to try to push that three-way call instead of
Yeah,
the
I
in-person.
usually just say, okay, is it okay if we get him on the phone, or is it okay if do you have a minute to get them on the phone? Or they just say to exchange the contact info and they'll talk to them on the phone themselves, and then they usually end up scheduling a meetup at that point.
Yeah,
But
but that's a little dangerous area. Whenever we give over the reins to them, we don't want to do that ever. If
okay.
we're scheduled, because first of all, A, most of them they don't end up scheduling it,
No, I
and
don't do
B,
it to them. I do it to the I try to give it to the patients.
no, I'm saying between the two of them, it never ends up getting scheduled when you leave it with them. I'm not saying never. Most of the time, it doesn't end up getting scheduled when we're not actively the ones making the match.
Okay.
So I don't want to offer it if they insist on it. Say, look, we could try. Let me get back to you. But especially when we're activating with active caregivers, this case needs to be activated right away. And,
Okay. Well,
there's
this
some.
case, like I was just trying to tell you that Alexis is not going to be on these cases because I didn't realize she has a background and she was employed to us with a waiver, and they sent the caregiver over to me saying that she's available for work, so I staffed
Who
her. And
sent it over
then
to you?
one of the coordinators and I got tagged on it a couple of times for her.
No problem. So
Yeah.
marketing, did you
So
market as lead
I'm
case?
doing
You
it right
threatened?
now. Yeah, I'm doing it
Okay,
right
but
now.
in general, my point is not about this case. My point is
Okay.
about we don't do meet and greet, period. It's
Okay.
that we don't offer, I don't know, we don't do, I don't know, we don't make mouth pads for people, which is not a service that we offer. We are an agency. We have these aides. We vet them. Now, we don't do it. Now, if one out of every 30 cases need us to have a meeting, okay, no problem. But otherwise, we don't do it. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see this other one.
Yeah, and there's a.
Luna. Okay, let me see. That one's good. Salisbury. I see you staffed Salisbury with a compliance aide.
Denisha, yep.
Also the same thing. Gave the client and the caregiver contact to schedule a meeting, reconvening for both of them.
Yeah, but we're still requesting the auth and everything
No,
while that
but I'm just
happens. She wants
curious.
to start.
I want to see where the patient requested a meet and greet.
Says here that oh, she said she wanted to meet them. Meet
Where?
her on the phone
Where?
call.
Okay. Again, I know I'm just telling it to you now. Again, remind you, we don't do that.
Okay.
Period.
All right, I'll let them know.
So, what is the status of this case? Why is it eight
They're
found?
What do you mean, why is it aid found? Because there's an aid.
Is it HR compliant?
Yes.
So then it should be HR compliant.
And it is HR compliant. Case status is HR compliant. Staffing status is aid found.
Refresh it again. Maybe someone updated it in the last 90 seconds.
It says aid found, HR compliant as case status on mine. And this is from last night. I didn't refresh it or anything yet today.
Barry Salisbury is right now listed. Case status is aid found.
Case status or staffing status? I have case status, HR
Sarah,
compliant.
take a screenshot and show it to me.
Okay.
I don't want to stay on the phone. I want to see it.
Oh, let me back it over with the name.
I know why he says it by you.
Why?
Because first, you didn't refresh your sheet. Second of all, when you mark down staffing status as a found that updates case status as an automation.
Oh, okay. Cause so I'm first, refreshing it now. Let me see.
Right. So first, update okay. staffing status
to HR compliant. Okay.
No. First make staffing status HL. Save it, and then update the case status to HR compliant. I'm going to make it HR compliant.
It's not on my sheet anymore when I refresh it.
And you put it, go to the main sheet and do it, whatever. All
right.
Okay, let me see this other one. Let's refresh the sheet. Deborah Griffith. What's going on with this one?
That's the one also is the same caregiver that has the background, so we have to restaff that one. I just found that as I was walking out the door last night, and I already spoke to Melissa on my way home about it.
Fine. Okay, nice. So, good. So, we have a Philly case that they need staffing. Can we get that done this morning?
Is that the one for Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep tagging you because my staff, because they're asking, the care plan is that they need help with getting to appointments and to get some places locally.
If we drive the patient's car, that's one thing. Our car, no.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't have a car.
No problem. So then let the patient know, who's this assigned to, Dina? So then the answer is no. Nothing to talk about.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
Griffith and Thrower, is it possible to make those the number one priority today?
100%, yep.
Awesome.
All right.
And I sent you an email about the customer service. Reply back once you get it, please.
Will do. All right, bye.